It was getting warmer and warmer in the month of January, so I lean more towards a lot of colder drinks. At least once in a week, I like to make a batch of iced tea and then store this to use over the week. It was around 30 degrees when I was typing in the hot weather. However, a cold drink in a shaded area in the home, it does the trick, and bonus points if you use ice cubes. With the increase in temperature, I like to experiment with different flavors when it comes to hydration, as I'm reaching for water more than in the cooler seasons. So, let's talk ingredients and the recipe. From previous experience, barley is known to have a nutty flavor and a slightly chewy rice-like texture grain to it. If it's anyone's first time drinking barley tea, this can be a bit of an acquired taste to it. However, it's interesting to smell the nutty aroma by boiling the barley in water. Even though you can purchase barley in the supermarket, I'd recommend or suggest using the whole barley kernels or even the barley tea bags, which you can get from any Japanese or Korean local supermarket. You can give the regular barley from regular supermarkets a try. However, there's barley kernels that are specialized for brewing tea. Even though I have both the tea bag, my preference leans more towards the whole kernel. And that's because you'll notice a more in-depth of flavor that is well-rounded and a smoother tea as opposed to using the tea bags. Barley in tea bags, it's crushed into smaller pieces, so that makes the brewing process a little bit more quicker, and it's great when you're on the go or for convenience. The drawback is the depth of flavor that you get from a whole kernel. If anyone wants to have more of that richness or more of a robust flavor, you'll want to keep the whole kernel barley in an airtight container so that you can keep any humidity or any odors away. For this recipe, it uses a cold brewing method, and that involves using a room temperature filtered water to slowly steep the tea. Because there's no caffeine, it actually makes this recipe a great drink to have during the day or even in the night. Even as we approach the autumn and winter season, don't forget that this also is a wonderful hot drink to have during the colder seasons.